Blog Talk Radio.
Just like God. That's why I can sing this. You got to believe. No matter what you're doing, you got to believe, man.
I just got to believe there is goodness around the corner. Something better is in store for me.
Yes, it is.
I just gotta believe.
Just got to believe. That's what it is. You just have to believe. Matter of fact, I'm going to be totally honest with you guys. If you're not believing in the resurrection, you believe in the wrong thing. That's just period. If you don't believe in resurrection, and if Christ is alive, he never died again. So where is he at? He's seated at the right hand side of the Father, which is in heaven, man. You got to believe it. If you believe it, you're going to act on it. That means you believe. If you don't act on it, you don't believe. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm so thankful to God for Pastor Bill on the great, magnificent, fantastic job she did on yesterday. I tell you, it was truly a blessing just to hear a woman of God speak the oracles of God. I tell you, man, it's truly a blessing, brothers and sisters. If you haven't heard that, you might want to go back, and before the end of the day, we're going to give you that website so you can go back and listen. It was powerful on yesterday. But right now, we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she would give us a word of prayer, and we'll continue on with the lesson.
Praise God, and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for those encouraging words and also for that song, We Gotta Believe. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Hebrews 8 and verses 1 and 2. Now the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Father God, we're giving you thanks for all things, Father God. We're thanking you for your word. We thank you for our pastor, Father God, as he's feeling better today, and continue to use him mightily, Father God. Heal him totally and completely. We bind up anything and everything that tried to come up against the word that is in him, Father God. Lord, continue to use him mightily, Father God, through the unction of the Holy Spirit, that we may receive the word, that we can also meditate on it day and night. Bless those that are listening by internet, those who have called in, and those who participate, Father God. We give you praise today. Be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. We know it's a lot going on, but we know you are in control. So, Father God, we ask that you would help us, Father God, to reposition ourselves that we are able to be the children you're calling for in these days. Lord, continue to be with those who are bereaved. Lord Jesus, you said you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind has stayed on thee. And even those who are going through, we know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. And Lord, we just ask that you open up our hearts and our mind to receive this word today, Father God, that we're able to share it with others, that we can tell others they too must reposition themselves in Christ also. Lord, we give you praise. Open up our hearts to receive the word. Use our pastor mightily. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Brothers and sisters, we're talking about repositioning ourselves in, and I'm going to say in the things of Christ, because you're going to either be part of the old covenant or the new covenant. Okay, so today I want to kind of get you to see there is an old tabernacle and there's a new tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see both of them in Hebrews 8, I think about the 13th verse. I may be calling on Pastor to read out of both, but I'm just going to be led by the Spirit. I know God already, so I don't have to worry about that one. In Hebrews 8 and verses 13, it says this, and that he said, a new covenant he had made the first old. Now that which decayed and waxed old is ready to be destroyed away.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. And it reads as follows. 8:13. Okay. By coming up with a new plan, a new covenant between God and his people, God put the old plan on the shelf. And there it stays, gathering dust. Amen.
So the promise that God made, and he have shown us that there is an old, but there is a new. The promise is for the new. The old was an example. See, God made this new promise and showed the first promise was outdated. It was obsolete.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, if you're not sure what the old one is, I'll tell you right now. The old one is going to the temple. The new one is being the temple.
All right. Amen.
The old
Amen.
One was going to church. The new one was being the church.
Mm-hmm.
See, the All old right. one is outdated. So if you're still going to church, you're outdated, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It has ended. I just wish I could just make this about plain so I know how. It's ended. It's over. Christ abolished all of that. It's done with. The debt is paid.
Hallelujah.
How about, you know, maybe we just read some of this, because everybody get this and understand that you're going to either be in the building or you're going to be the Word of God. You're either going to be of the old or you're going to be of the new. There's no more middle ground. You're either going to be for Christ, and you're going to be in his ministry, or you're going to be in somebody else's ministry.
Mm.
I mean, it don't get any plainer than that, brothers and sisters. But it's all on you. You got to believe. It's on you. You got to believe. You got to believe what the Word of God says above everything. And while I'm saying that, let me say this, brothers and sisters. You have to put the Word of God first.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Above everything. So in this, he was talking about, he began talking about a worldly sanctuary. Well, he's talking about the covenant, okay? And in the first covenant, you had ordinance, but you had a worldly sanctuary. And he get on down there in that ninth chapter, about 14 through the 28th verse. So we'll read some of this so you can get an understanding that we're talking about this new sanctuary. He says, for how much more shall the blood of Christ, hung on spirit, offer himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead work to serve the living God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to say that part, and we're going to get to the maybe 16, 17, but maybe I do the 15 verse 2. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression that were under the first testament, that which all are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. First two verses, 14 and 15.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, animal blood and that outer ritual of purification were effective in cleaning up certain matters of our religion and behavior. Think how much more the blood of Christ cleans up our whole lives inside and out. Through the Spirit, Christ offered himself an unblemished sacrifice, freeing us from all those dead-end efforts to make ourselves respectable so that we can live all out for God. Amen.
Yeah. See, so the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled, that was a sacrifice to purify the flesh. So he's explaining this. He says, okay, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offer himself without a spot or and purge out our conscience. See, you got to get to a place where, you know, you're not conscious of sinning. Sure, you're aware, but that's not where you're at. You're about righteousness. You're practicing righteousness. So you're a righteous conscience, and you're not sin conscience. See, so here's what's happening. When you think about things, you're thinking about it a different way. You know why? Because you are a new creature. So old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So the way you think now is, hey, God made Christ to be my sin.
Amen.
So I'm not a sinner. I'm the very righteousness of God. So that becomes your confession to your high priest, which happened to be Christ. So in everything you give back. So you go, okay, thank you, Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for letting Christ be my sin. So I receive his righteousness because I am under the new covenant. So cleanse my conscience. See, that's what he does. He puts your conscience. So you don't think building. When you think of church, you're not thinking of a building. You're thinking of a church. You see it as a person.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. See, you got to decide either Christ going to be your high priest or the bishop or the pope or somebody else. That's who you honor. That's who you reference. And while we're there, Hebrews 9, look at the 11th verse for a moment. We're going to get through this. We're going to get on that. But I just want you to see. It says, but Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a great and more perfect tabernacle. That's a perfect tabernacle right there. Not made with hands. That is to say, not of this building.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, but when the Messiah arrives, high priest of the superior things of this new covenant, he bypasses the old tent and its trapping in this created world and went straight into heaven's tent, the true holy place, once and for all. He also bypassed the sacrifices consisting of goats and calves' blood, instead using his own blood as a price to set us free once and for all. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Listen, either that's real or it's not. And if it's not real to you, make it become real to you. So, Lord, I want this revelation. I don't want to be left without it. I want to see what everybody else sees. At least for those that's been chosen, I want to see what they see. I want to see what that preacher talking about. I'm not going to assume anything. You said Christ became our chief priest, and he come in with good stuff. I want to know what the good things are.
That's right. Amen.
Since you made a better and a more perfect covenant, I need to be part of that. I'm going to be part of that good covenant, that better covenant.
Yeah.
That perfect tabernacle. Well, brothers and sisters, when you read, and I have pastors to read this so you can see, Christ is the minister of the sanctuary, the one that God made, not man. So you got to decide who's going to be your high priest. Is it going to be the Pope or is it going to be Christ? And if it's going to be Christ, then are you attending his services?
Yeah.
Are you making your way to his services? Well, Pastor, I didn't know he had services. Go and read Hebrews 8 and 1 and 2. He's a minister of the sanctuary, the one that God made. That's the sanctuary. That's the church. God waking up his people, brothers and sisters. You may just stay asleep as long as you want to. No, God don't want us to stay in that place. He want us to rise. He want us to become that new creation for real. The old model is past, man.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go. I'm telling you, he abolished all that stuff. That's why we don't have to pay tithes. See?
Mm-hmm.
Because he abolished it. Christ is the end of the law. That was a law thing. Everything that dealt with the law. Just like the blood of bulls and goats and calves. And you are not using that. That was part of the old covenant. That was part of going to the building. That's what you went there for.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And you didn't go empty-handed. You either had the blood of a bull or a goat or the ashes of a heifer. And priests could take it and give it to the high priest. And then the high priest would sprinkle it around the mercy seat, bless God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
You don't have to do any of that stuff now. But
Thank you, Lord.
Want to practice half of it. Do it all. Go and get you a goat or a calf or something. Get you something and take it up there and give it to the preacher. Because that's what they were doing. Either you're going to do it all or you got done doing any of it. The sacrifices we make today is totally different, brothers and sisters. They are. Our sacrifices are our confession to who we are in Christ and what we are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We live in Christ. See, they were trying to be perfect, but we are perfect. So when God tells them in Matthew 5:48, be ye perfect. Well, he's talking to those that don't know about purification. Those that don't know that they've been born again. These are people who have not learned Christ. But we that have learned Christ, you know, we are perfect. And it's not about going to be perfect. We are perfect because we realize that we're in Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen.
In the old covenant, I should say, they can't stop sinning. So that was John 5:14. But in the new, you stop sinning. You understand what sin is. Sin is anything you're disobeying God. That's what it is, brother and sister. It's disobedient. That's what sin is. Don't be trying to go and pick out this sin, that sin. No, it's disobedient to the word of God. God's going to only hold you accountable. And believe me, you will be held accountable for what you know per the scripture. Other than that, you won't be held accountable. Then God wouldn't be a righteous God. But you can't sit around talking about you know this and know that. And then God's going to hold you accountable because he's going to say, well, you said within your spirit that you knew this and you know that. And well, if you know that, because that's where he's going to judge you. That, see, because after the judgment, or if I can put it in a better way, after death, then the judgment. So once you pass, however that is, see, we're going to pass from life to eternity. We're already in Christ. So there is, the judgment have already taken place. So we're already there. There's no, we got to stop and be judged. No, we're in Christ already. We're attending his services already. He's our mediator. He's our testament.
Thank you, Lord.
His death redeemed me. So I don't have to go and go through that process now. And you don't either. You do not have
Thank
to go
Lord.
I don't know why people think once you get born again, oh, man, I got born again. That's all I need. No, that's where you're failing, brothers and sisters. You think there's no growth left. And we'll probably talk about that before this week. Develop. Can you imagine you got born again and you never did anything? You never ate proper food. You never drank good water. You never did what it take to grow. You didn't get the right proper exercise. You never did what it took to grow. Can you imagine? You'll be retarded. That's what you are. That's what you will be. And you don't have to be. See, when the Bible calls us little children, it's because we're learning.
Yeah. Yes.
Children are learning. And that word children there over in 1 John 2:18, he's talking about that we're to be like Christ. Ephesians 5:1 says, imitate Christ, be followers. Because we're learning. That's why he says over there in Ephesians, you have not so learned Christ if you don't understand these things. If you don't understand where you are, if you're still trying to lay to the same foundation, still trying to play church. Listen, brothers, either you're going to be taught by Christ or you're going to be taught by your church. Yep, said that. Because John 14:6, I'll read that before we dismiss. John 14:6. See, he is not a way, he is the way. There is no other way, brothers and sisters. So stop trying to act like you can throw a curveball and get around this way or throw it up for grass. No. It's one way, man, and it's never stopped. It's always been through Jesus. That's been our lifeline, and that's what it is today. But now, in Christ, we're no longer in the flesh, in the spirit. We don't know him after the flesh, but after the spirit. There's some that wants to know him after the flesh. They want to know him hanging on the cross. They want to know him suffering. That's how they want. They don't want to know a risen Christ. But it's still the truth. The truth. Read that for me, Pastor.
Amen. From the King James, St. John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. And we have to take that literally, brothers and sisters. He wasn't just talking about getting saved. Even sitting on the right-hand side right now, you got to go through him before you get to the Father. You can talk to God, hallelujah. You can do all that as much as you wish. You will not get to the Father unless you go through Christ. Because that's how God has to see us. He has to see us in Christ. If he don't, he'll see your sin. And he wants you want Jesus teaching. You want Jesus ministry. So that's why you got to go to the heavenly sanctuary and get it. He want to give it to you free. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a few minutes right now. Anybody have any questions about the lesson today or what we're studying? Press one. We'll let you in. If you want clarity on something, press one, and we'll let you in. Anybody have any comments? And again, I want to thank everybody for their prayers. I had angels protecting me. If it wasn't, I'd been gone. Y'all wouldn't have heard me. But them angels stopped me from having a worse accident than I did. That's a whole nother subject. But anyway, anyone else anyone like to have any comments? Pastor, you have anything?
Oh, I was just going to read that verse from the Message Bible, St. John 14 and verse 6. That Jesus said, I am the road, also the truth, also the light. No one gets to the Father apart from me. Amen.
So you can tell your pastor, bye-bye. You can tell your bishop, bye-bye. I'm going straight through Jesus Christ. And as you go, you'll learn that, hey, Jesus of the flesh. He said, don't know me like that no more. I want you to know me after the spirit. See, everybody know him after the flesh. That's why they don't never become new. You know him after the spirit. Where did I get that from? 2 Corinthians 5:16. It says, wherefore, henceforth, know no man after the flesh. Even though you know Christ, he said, know him no more after the flesh, but after the spirit, which is Christ. Yeah. See, we got it wrong, brothers and sisters. So let's switch over to the new covenant, and let's do this thing like we're supposed to do it. We're supposed to. See, that's why we don't need no church building. That's why, actually, all we need is to get in the Word of God, live in there, stay in there, abide in there, and you're going to have your eternal life. I assure you that. That's the only way you're going to get it. And you're going to get it through Christ, and Christ got to go to the Father and plead your case. Okay.
Thank you, Lord.